Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit.
Well, hello there.
Hey.
Today is November 6th. And this is the Thursday edition of the Phil and Bill Show. Most of you know, Bill's in Mexico. No phone, no computer, which he doesn't use anyway. So
pigeon carrier.
Say, huh?
Need a pigeon carrier if you need to get a hold of him.
Exactly. But, you know, so far, got a lot of shoes.
Nice.
All over. Yeah. And, taking up like 30 bags Saturday. Well, I pick up 30 bags Saturday. That's about how many we got at Bill's right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Annie will join us in a few here. She's going to talk about some things that are going on. And for anybody who doesn't know, we're doing a shoe drive. It's going to be at Rusty's Illusion Cycles in Westminster, California. It'll be from 11 to 4 on Sunday. And if you can't get the shoes there by Friday, bring them Sunday. And we'll take them. Let's see who this is. Hello, 561.
Yes.
Did you just want to listen or you want to talk?
Well, I don't know if I want to talk to you.
Hi, you.
Why not?
Because you don't even know who it is.
I knew who it was since I heard your voice.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're getting ready to do our shoe thing Sunday.
Yeah, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I heard. I haven't talked to you in so long. I've been listening to the show. I don't know if you've seen the number up there, you know.
You know, I went with a new studio thing, and I'm still figuring out the bugs because we got jacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, quote, unquote, we're bulletproof again.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When did that happen?
A couple weeks ago.
Really?
You were having problems last week and the week before.
Yeah.
Who's this, Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, Stace?
I'm all right. All is well in my section of Massachusetts for now.
Oh, well, that's good. You know. Well, I'm down in Florida, so.
Well, that's where you should be.
Yeah, it's been nice down here. I haven't felt too well. Yeah.
So you missed the snow we got the other day?
Oh, no. Did you get snow? My husband didn't even tell me you did.
It snowed all damn day. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. November 2nd. It wouldn't stop. November 2nd.
Hmm.
Yep. None of it stuck, though, but it just made for a lot of mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a mini stroke.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah. I got down here, and we were at the beauty parlor, and my coordination started going off, and I'm saying, what the hell's wrong, you know? And then I started dripping from the side of the mouth.
Yeah.
And then my daughter says, you're slurring. So with that, they took me to the hospital. And if you get in that 3-hour,
yeah,
you know, they give you a shot. I mean, they didn't let me out, but they gave me a shot, and they said I got there in time. Thank God.
You better take a little bit of a vacation while you're down there in Florida and relax a little bit.
Yeah, well, they said I kind of shot kind of a piece of blood clot got through the screen, you know, and that's why it happened. Because they did an MRI and CAT scan and everything to make sure there was no damage, you know.
Right.
So I says, well, that made me slow down a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta slow down.
Yeah.
And take steps for yourself.
Yeah. But I did call NARA because I was, you know, really concerned because I tried a few times to get through the show, and I said, oh, I don't know what the hell is going on here. But she says, oh, no, you guys have been real busy, you know, with the shoe drive. So I heard Bill. Now, Bill was on last Thursday, right?
No, he was on
Yeah.
No, not last Thursday. He was on a week before.
Was it a week before? I thought it was last Thursday.
I thought it was last Tuesday, actually.
Well, whatever day it was, I listened to the show. Anne was on, too, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever day that was. Whatever, you know, Tuesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my daughter here with me, which is a good thing, you know. Thank God I had her here with me.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hear what? That I had a mini stroke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of shocking, Bill, you know. I mean, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Bill. But I just have to take care of myself a little bit better. That's all. So I'll do that. We've had not too much going on down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them down here, I don't want to be on any of the boards anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, that way there, it will keep my limitations down so I don't have to run. I mean, I still run, but not for other people, you know.
So you stay away from stress, huh?
Yeah, I've got to. I even made a decision in my life. I don't know if I told you about that, but I'm the biggest stress is my husband, who soon will be my ex-husband. So,
oh, yeah?
Well, you know, it's I never realized it. You know how you always talk about being in the forest? Like I used to talk about being in the forest or my daughter being in the forest. But for years I worked all these years and he worked, so we used to shake hands, you know, with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He has retired and it's just been total hell. My daughter just told him before we left, she says, Dad, I don't know why you talk to her the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but she's not a piece of shit. She's your wife. And, you know, it's something that I just kind of, you know, let it blow by. I mean, he's good in a lot of ways, Phil. Don't get me wrong. I don't have to pay for anything. You know, I live 6 months here, 6 months up there. But it's just, you know, I'll give you a prime example. Deanne would get up in the morning and he'd say, good morning, Dee, how you doing? And I'd get up in the morning and he'd say, hey, let me tell you what happened with this. And I'm saying, I don't even have a cup of coffee in my hand. He's yelling at me already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, even my doctor up there, he went to the doctor's with me before I come down, and he's telling her how I'm feeling, And finally she took the tongue depressor out and handed it to him. He says, "What's this for?" She says, "Put it on your tongue so I can listen to your wife."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he doesn't see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just made the decision that I would get a legal separation from him and, you know, cross my T's and dot my I's. And I mean, it's 25 years of stuff that we've inherited together and have made together, you know. And I don't want any more or any less. I just want my share, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go back this summer, that's when the paperwork, it's done, but that's when we'll do it, because I don't know if you knew this, Stacy, but if I left, he could get me for abandonment. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yep.
That he could take the house would be his, you know, all that stuff. So my lawyer suggested that I wait until I get back this summer, next summer. What's
mm-hmm.
that?
I just got a message.
Cell phone? Oh, a message, yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going home for the holidays. I said, I mean, that probably was the most stupidest thing for me to do, because I'd go home and work my ass off for 2 weeks putting up the Christmas tree, a temple Christmas tree, doing all the decoration in the house, you know, and doing the cookies and the fudge and doing all that stuff and having Christmas dinner and Christmas Eve, and the kids would come for 3 hours and screw. I'm working 2 weeks to make a Christmas dinner, and they screw after 3 hours. So who's the stupid one?
Mm.
Me. So I just told them I'm not coming home for Christmas. I'm having Christmas down here and Thanksgiving. And if you want, you're welcome to come down, but I'm not coming home. Well, what am I supposed to do? I says, well, the same thing you've been doing for years, Paul. Go to your sister's house. Yeah, I mean, what else, you know? But that's my woe. So that I got you up to date anyways. So now I'm looking for a rich man without any attachments. Can't have sex. I'm too old for sex. I can only think about it. And I'm sure if I find someone that's like 90 years old, he'll be too old for sex, right? But I gotta make sure he's gotta have a lot of money.
Too much information.
Too much, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
just a little.
Oh, okay. So how's everybody doing? Who else is on?
Well, I'm waiting for a couple of comedians and Annie from the calling in. So you got Stacy and Nora are standing by. They're on deck.
Hi, Nora.
Hi, Eunice. How are you? Hi, Stacy. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. Well, it was good talking to you all.
You too.
And I'll keep in touch. I get off so your other friends can call in.
All right. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Phil, are you aware that Quinn is no longer here? He's gone.
Say what?
They voted Quinn out here. Now there's another idiot in there.
Talking about the governor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got somebody else that's more corrupt.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how's your weather for Phil and Stacy?
It's raining. It sucks.
I don't know. It was 85 and sunny today, and it'll be 91 tomorrow.
Don't bite me.
Ugh. Must be nice.
Yeah, I know. We're freezing, and he's in the heat. Yeah.
I'm always in the heat. That's why I decided to live in the desert.
I understand that. Hmm.
Well, you sound like you got a cold.
Me? No.
Yeah.
I only have like a little bit of that congestion left from when I had the cold weeks ago.
Oh.
No, it's not bronchitis or anything. I saw my doctor today, so we're all good. Congestion left. Because I'm in and out all the time, you know. Yep.
Yes.
I was going to say, how's Bill doing?
Bill's gone.
Well, I know. Is he coming back?
Yeah, only time will tell.
Wow.
You gotta understand something. Just like when Bill wasn't here, you know?
Yeah.
When Bill has shit to take care of, and right now Bill's taking care of Bill.
Right.
Everybody's been paging me and sending me emails and all kinds of shit and calls and everything. And hey, I got to talk to Bill. Sorry. Oh, come on,
right,
man. You don't have a phone. You don't have a computer. You don't have nothing.
No,
that's
I know.
Why
what
he
I
left.
Meant was, right.
Be
no, I know. What I meant was he is coming back to California. When he
I don't know. He said to me was, if I'm having a good time, I might come back, I might not.
Well, if you do have a chat, make sure you pass a hello, okay? That's
yeah.
All.
Oh, no worries. I do that.
Okay.
It's good
that he doesn't have that technology because he's just not there for it. You know what I mean?
No, if you know, Bill, this is what he said. Want to get a hold of me? Get a hold of me. Get a hold of Philip.
Right. No, I know how he is when it comes to the electronics. I get that. That's why I said that's just how he is.
Yeah.
And there's no problem with it.
Someone just sent me a thing that says, good news. Promiscuity might be good for your prostate.
Okay.
That's what I said.
So, well, are you or are you not?
Annie, are you trying to walk the dogs, or are they taking over the phone?
They're taking over the phone. Get in here. There's a black lamb out front. Hey, hush. You're not supposed to say hi to Uncle Phil right now. That's later. Get in here. I apologize.
Looking at this thing somebody sent me, it says, news. Promiscuity might be good for your prostate with a link. You click on the link.
You're not going to describe that right now, are you?
Yeah, the study says men who have sex with more than 20 women will have lower prostate cancer risk.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because then they're going to get other sexually transmitted diseases.
Yep.
Right, ladies?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think Stacy fell asleep.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Stacy was too dignified to come back with a reply for that topic.
No, I'm not dignified.
I got that thing in the mail, Stacy. Thank you.
What thing in the mail?
Yeah, thank thing you.
Thing in the mail you sent the other day.
It's not a thing. It's a hallmark. I cared enough to send the very fucking best. God damn it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I didn't want to let the whole cat out of the bag. I just made it, letting you know that I received it.
Nice.
I received mine today. Thank you.
Nice. You're welcome.
I was so excited. I don't get them.
You know, there's an old saying, I want to live my life without stress and worries. I don't need to be rich and famous. I just want to be happy.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah. I'm going to be there on my birthday. You're not bothering.
Yeah, I want you guys to vote one of my favorite artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Okay.
AC/DC had some bad news today, man.
Oh, yeah, they caught that guy. He was trying to solicit somebody to murder somebody over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
then
when they
crazy.
Caught him, he was a little occupied with some things. So he's not looking very happy this weekend.
No.
He's still in jail. He's not out on bond.
Barefooted?
No, I said he's still in jail. He's not out on bond.
They don't have that over there.
Look. In Australia?
No, he's in New Zealand.
Oh, he's New Zealand.
They rented
him
in New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah, New Zealand. Their system is a little different. It's like Mexico. You're guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
Here, you're innocent until proven guilty.
At least it wasn't the lead singer. At least it wasn't the lead singer, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no.
The tour's still going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but the one, he's not going to be involved in it because he's in the hospital with dementia, Angus Young. And Mel Brother has stepped out as well.
Wow.
Sorry, I was just...
Yeah, I heard the
dementia.
I heard the dementia stuff about 2-3 weeks ago on the rock and roll station we've got around here, and I was pretty, like, bummed out when I heard that because I knew he had been sick, but, like, they openly said dementia, so you know he's sitting somewhere in a facility.
Yeah, I know. Well, that just took place this year, and his brother Malcolm, as soon as Angus Young was diagnosed with dementia, that's when Malcolm had his brother Malcolm stepped out from the band. So he could, you know, be there for his brother, which is cool, you know.
Yeah. Well, this week we're going to talk about shoes.
And comedy.
And
prostate.
Is that you, Nick, that's joining us from up north?
Well, it depends on where you are, whether I'm north or not.
Well,
but it's me here
about,
in Barstow.
About a mile and a half from the coast. 38 miles north of San Diego.
Well, then I guess I am north of you, yes. So, yes, I'm up here in Barstow, and things are going pretty well. I just couldn't help but want to comment on that one, whoever the lady was who said something a few minutes ago, or when you commented that it would help your prostate having sex with more than 20 women. Is that more than 20 women at once? I mean, that hurts my back thinking about it.
I get sent all kinds. I couldn't resist it. You should see the videos I get from the dominatrix in Finland.
I get some wild ones from a friend of mine over in Phoenix. He's my wife will walk by the computer and she'll go, "That's from Milky, isn't it?" I say, "Yes, it is." So, well, back to shoes though. My little kids over at Quail Valley Middle School came through for me again this morning. Those are the ones I spoke about Tuesday. Are they the most awesome kids in the world? These are just the most well-behaved and just the most incredible kids. And they were all excited again today because they collected 1,021 pairs for me.
Holy cats, that's awesome! So you're well over the 3,000 mark now.
Oh, well over it.
Oh, right
now
on.
Yeah, we're over 3,500.
I talked to Victorville Harley Davidson this morning, and they said they had a bunch too for you. So
they have. I stopped by there, only I didn't have any room in my truck because you should have seen me coming back from Phelan today, and in the back of the truck, the boxes were stacked probably 2.5 or 3 feet higher than the cab of the truck.
Wow.
So I mean, they were. It was pretty full, and even the back seat was full. But I stopped by Harley, and it looks like they have a couple hundred pairs for me down there, so I'm going to pick those up Saturday.
Oh, right on.
So we're going to, by the time, and I don't know what the Senior Citizen Center has got in store for me tomorrow, but I am guessing this year we'll have somewhere around 4,000 pairs.
Nice.
Right on.
So we've done okay. Not the 10,000 I wanted, but... But I did, the vice principal at Quail Valley did tell me that next year, now that her kids are out of the middle school and they're going to Serrano High, which is the high school in that area, she wants to get the high school involved too. And so she said she knows with the high school involved, we could double whatever Phelan put out this year or last year.
So, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, we'll see how that goes. And next year I won't have my youngest grandson went into the Navy, and he was my big helper, but I still have the other grandson and see what he can do to help.
Perfect. Well, we'll have to bring Eddie and Hazel, the Patriotic Pups, up to see those kids.
There we go.
I was going to mention that. You really, really need Annie to go and talk to these kids. Of all of the other stops I wanted you to go to, these kids are the most important to me. And before I forget, I also need a list from you. I only have one day tomorrow to do it. A list if you want any awards made.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow I'll actually be at Fort Irwin in military attire with a pack on my back, being trained to see what it's like right before you deploy, eating MREs and running and doing squats. So if I'm not dead by tomorrow night, I'll be glad to do that for you.
I'll make it work because we're the printer I need to use it down here in my store, and we're closed on weekends, but I'll come down here. That's not a big deal.
Well, I'm going to be back up there on the 25th. We can take care of all that when we're not on the air.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Let me, we got Sean on the line. I'm going to bring Sean in right now. Nick, I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute, so don't go away.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okie doke. Hello, Sean. How are you today?
Hey, guys. I got all these shoes. I need to take them somewhere. I've been running around Hollywood just going, give me your shoes, give me your shoes.
So there's a lot of bare feet in Hollywood now, huh?
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good.
And
good,
Phil, Sean is actually going to be headlining on Monday night down at La Jolla Comedy Club for you guys.
Nice.
So
tell me about that.
Be,
how did that come about? What's gonna happen? What's that entailed on?
So you sound really excited about it.
you'll meet Phil on Sunday, and you'll get it.
I just got another one of those goofy things about
having sex with 20 women.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting pictures of me of 20 women.
You can forward those to me. Yeah, so we'll be at the Veterans of Comedy, which I'm a part of. We'll be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla on the 10th at 8 o'clock, and it's made up of veterans. I was in the Marines. Will C. was in the Marines. Eric Knoll is also a Marine. Allison Gill's former Navy. So it's made up of comics that were veterans and then other stand-ups in the group.
Nice.
And then, you know, we teamed up with the American Soldier Network.
Uh-huh.
Hoorah.
You might know them. So Annie's helping us out on that. And we're just doing comedy for the veterans. And if, you know, you bring a military ID, it's free to get in. And then for, you know, civilians, it's $15. And we're just trying to bring a little laughter for the former troops and troops, and then bring awareness of they need any kind of guide them to help on, you know, stuff that veterans aren't really aware of that are accessible out there.
And do it
yeah,
with
you
a
know,
smile.
The thing is, like on Camp Pendleton, Bill and I have a friend that runs the motorcycle program out there, and he sends a lot of guys down to the shop. And Bill and I pretty much know, of being around this for so long, and me being a victim of it myself, but we'll greet him at the door, and then we leave alone. You can tell who's
right.
who's got what and who's not, you know. And then we wait till they approach, and then Bill will open the door. And they keep, you know, it's like going to an AA meeting, because the last words out of Bill's mouth were, just keep coming back.
Yeah.
Well, and it's pretty cool that Monday night is the actual Marine Corps birthday, so it'll be a cool way for a lot of those guys to get out and have some fun laughs on the Marine Corps birthday. And did you know that Sergeant Major Ken is actually in town that night? Sergeant Major Ken, who's... Yeah, he's 16th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. He's flying in Sunday and trying to get to the shoe party. He and Liz are flying in from D.C. on Sunday and trying to get over to the party before it's over. And then there is a Marine Corps ball on Monday night up in... I think it's in Long Beach. So he's in town. He's speaking at that one. And I don't know if he's going to be able to make it down to La Jolla, but he is in town. The Sergeant Major has hit the ground, and he will be in town running. And then the Wounded Warrior Battalion's ball is a week from Friday night. And so there are balls happening everywhere this week for the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah, it's good that it's happening.
I wonder if we could just go to the balls and collect all their shoes. They'd be shiny.
Yeah, you got to give them shine.
This will be my 20th one at work this year. Me
your
and two other guys started.
Your 20th pair of shiny shoes?
No, well, this is our work. The president of the company and all them, they got General Dynamics got behind it. So every year we have all the guys at work come for lunch, and we have a nice little ceremony, the cake, the whole deal, and we usually have somebody speaking. I'm not sure who's speaking this year.
Oh, cool.
You haven't been to a ball or a function in years. So, yeah, it'll be good to, you know, hang around with some Marines on the birthday.
I'm doing the Wounded Warrior Battalion ball a week from Friday. That's always a special one to go to. So, got to go hang out with those guys.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys are coming up on Sunday.
The flyer that you guys have sent me, I've been posting it every couple of days for on the blog.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Today we got 93,000 hits.
And I know, I'm pretty sure almost all of VOC are going to be at the shoe drive on Sunday, Phil, so you'll get to meet everybody from the red carpet.
Nice.
And we got word today why our image is going to be on the red carpet. So, Sean, you did not know that. You are just finding out right this minute.
So now I got to wear a clean shirt?
Damn it, and clean shoes might help. Or else I'll just take...
Everybody
better be careful. I'll just take their shoes from them the minute they get there. So you might see a lot of celebs leaving with bare feet.
I guess I got to wear pants now.
You know, clothing's optional, I guess, but if it's wire image, they might put the smudge right where, you know, you might not want them to, so.
Well, isn't this supposed to be a kid-friendly event, too?
Well, you're the one talking about prostrate and doing 20 women at a time, so I guess.
I was just spreading some of the shit that I get here. It's unbelievable. You should see that. You should, just like the pictures I get to be babe of the day. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Miss California 2014 is coming on Sunday, so I don't think she's going to be part of your prostrate conversation.
No, but I'd talk her into being babe of the day.
Yeah, and you might tell her where to hang her crown.
There you go.
On your handlebars?
Hey,
Either that or Gina can show her where to hang the crown.
I spent half my life behind.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I spent half my life behind bars.
Only half?
Yeah, the other half is work.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say a bartender.
No, I wish. If I was smart, when the Sergeant Major told me when I got out of the Marine Corps, are you sure you don't want to take computers? Right, we're still friends. We were friends. We're still friends to this day. In fact, he's got my old job on Camp Pendleton.
What did you do down there?
At Camp Pendleton? I worked in base maintenance. I was a pipe welder.
Oh, okay.
And then I got a better offer down in San Diego, so I just switched.
You're a switch hitter, huh?
There you go.
Careful how you answer that.
I need to go run around on Camp Pendleton. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I go to work at 6:30. I'd get in a 5-ton truck with a welder on the back, all the stuff I needed, and I'd take off. And when I got back, "Did you finish?" was all I heard.
Right. Because I was infantry, and then I went security forces, and then when I went back down to Camp Pendleton, I was with 5th Marines, and I had like a year left, and they go, "Well, you're going to sit in the office, or do you want to be the colonel's driver?" And I go, "I'll take the driver." So I got my own Hummer and my own van, and I could just drive anywhere with the colonel's plates on it while people were saluting me.
When did you get out?
I got out in 95.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in 91 to 95, but I haven't been down to Camp Pendleton, like driven through it or anything since probably 95.
Well, no.
Oh, wow.
Next week, you can register online to ride through Camp Pendleton with Ross Brown, the motorcycle attorney. He's going to do some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I read part of it, but I don't remember exactly what he's going to do. But you would come in from, you go to the front gate, and then you can ride motorcycles all through the base. There's 230
right.
miles of square miles of whatever you want to see out there. And I don't know, since 95, I don't know if you said you haven't been there since then, they've quadrupled the bison and the buffalo out there by 53 area.
Oh, wow.
So every once in a while I hear about a guy on a bike or somebody in the car hits a buffalo.
Jesus.
And for everybody,
well, yeah,
for everybody,
they're
going to
do drills, they have to go out and move them.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys know, today, Army Ranger Pat Tillman, he would have celebrated his 38th birthday today.
Yep, happy birthday, Pat.
Yeah, I saw that. Happy birthday.
Gave up a $25 million contract.
NFL football career.
Yep.
And his Arizona Cardinals right now are 7-1.
Mm-hmm. Sad part is he got killed by his own guys.
Yep, friendly fire.
Mm-hmm. Check your messages, Annie.
I just did. I saw what you sent.
Is it a picture you can describe?
It was a
Read
cartoon.
It. Read it.
I'm not reading it out loud. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Would you, yeah, but so let's see. We're gonna start this out Sunday morning. We're getting
yep,
all
11
the shoes.
O'clock.
11 o'clock. 12
yep.
o'clock is between 11 and 12. What happens then? Is that where everybody's going to kiss
we're
and hug?
We're going to be sing Kumbaya?
Nah, boy. Hey, I'm asking you. I don't remember.
Last year, KO is hosting this, you know, along with me. So it's not,
uh-huh.
you know, it's her house, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
She is the queen of the ball. It's not necessarily me that's the queen of the ball. That would be KO's party. I'm just the lady that happens to have the charity.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a caterer there, and I believe the caterer is bringing tacos and beans and rice and chips. It's a Mexican food caterer, and I think it's a flat $5 for lunch. And then we have the Rockstars Waters and Zevia Sodas are all sponsored, so no one has to pay for their beverages.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be Marines in the house, active duty and wounded warriors and retired. And there's Army are coming up, and the Army is helping us bag and slug shoes
mm-hmm.
like they did last year. And there's bikes galore. And you know, with all of Rusty's friends, when bikes are going to be on display, there's beautiful bikes on display. And other people are going to have their pop-ups up, and people will be dropping off shoes throughout the day and sharing in the festivities. And then there is a red carpet with Media mm-hmm. Wall, and the red carpet and the celebrity arrivals. I think most of the celebrity arrivals are from 12 to 2, but there'll be some will hang out, some will pop in, some will not pop in. One of Sean's counterparts, comedian Will C, who's actually was going to call in tonight, but he couldn't. He's on the television show Mother, and they're taping all week this week. They will be.
He knows one of my friends that got out of the Navy. He's been last week. He was on where he was one of the guys shooting at LL Cool J on NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh, that's my girl Polly Pratt. Polly and I take military to the Grammys rehearsals every year, and Polly comes and spends time with them at the Grammy rehearsals every year with us.
Mm-hmm. He's coming. I got to talk to a couple other people. I sent messages to Nicholas Gonzalez. He's one of the stars of Emilio's movie Water and Power. And
I talked to Billy Ray Cyrus today, and he's trying to stop by.
Yeah, and I sent out to Dayton Kelly, who plays the sheriff. So if his schedule permits, I'm pretty sure he'll show up.
It's going to be a fun day. There's a lot of people that are bringing shoes, too, so it should be fun.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time. It'll be a lot of fun time for people to hang out and know that they're paying it forward and hang out with some, you know, people that have served to be able to shake hands and know what it's like to be around some people that are walking the walk and all for a good cause. And the shoes, we all know, go to third world countries, so we're not just paying it forward here in our own country. We're paying it forward to where the troops have actually seen, you know, our troops do a lot more than just fight wars. They go overseas and they see where the total, you know, poverty really is over there. So to know that we're going and taking our shoes and giving back to countries where our troops have actually served, it's a true way to honor their service because it goes to places that become close to their heart as well. So it's
one of the guys,
you know, all the way around.
One of the guys I work with he's a CB. He just left last week to go to, I think it's Somalia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they're going to Somalia, but I didn't ask him. I just knew what he's, you know, that's what he told me.
Sean, did you deploy when you were in?
No, I didn't. I was in Seattle guarding, let's just say, stuff up there, and then back down to Camp Pendleton. So yeah, it's like I've done two tours in Afghanistan with Armed Forces Entertainment. So it's like I've toured more doing stand-up than I have when I was in the Marines. So yeah, I just came back in, it was in August. I was there for like 18 days in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Bahrain, just in that area.
Was it hot when you were there?
No, not really.
Hot, as,
like
in, hot as in battle hot, not as in, hot as, yeah, but hot as in,
yeah,
as in, bang, bang, shoot 'em up hot.
Yeah, we were at Bagram and some other places that were kind of, our awareness level was pretty high. So it was kind of stressful coming back. And, it was kind of hot when we were over there, more so than the last time I was there. So, yeah, the threat level is kind of higher than it was last time. So, you know, I mean, we were over there when all the ISIS beheadings and stuff were going on, and I'm sitting in a Kuwait hotel room watching it on the news, so it was kind of nerve-wracking.
No wonder why you kept the beard.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, it's still great to go over there and just, you know, I can't say enough for the people that are over there and, you know, everything that they do for it. So Yeah, it just gets you all welled up and proud when you're over there. So even coming back, you know, yeah, everybody was so amazing. Crowds were amazing, and you know, just seeing them laugh, you know, is you know, feels good to give back like that.
And I know we can't really discuss much, but you do have an exciting quote unquote biker project in the works. So that you'll have to come back and talk to Phil about once it is allowed to be talked about.
Yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll hang out Sunday and we'll get some ideas and stuff like that in my head. And yeah, in a couple of weeks it should be moving forward, and I'd love to come back on.
Yeah, because that'll be a cool thing, and I know Phil's audience would get a kick out of it. Is Sean is in the television industry. That's where we can let them know that you're an actor and a comedian, and there's some cool things happening that will be very cool for the biker industry. They would get a kick out of that once it's allowed to go public, I'll put it that way.
It's so secretive.
Well, so secretive. Well, I know, but I mean, you know how people are in this lovely day and age. You can't say anything until it's a done deal.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, we talked to some people about different things, and something else came up, and you know, we had to fall back, regroup, and go forward again. The people, you know, sometimes I get told, yeah, I'll be there, and something else comes up.
Kind of a adapt and overcome situation.
Exactly. You know,
yeah,
I got a text today, Annie, saying any future endeavors, if we want them, those two persons again, they said that they'd be available.
Okay, wait a minute. Any future endeavors? You cut out. I didn't hear that second part.
The two people that I was talking to said that they will be for whatever we do next. They will be there from hell or high water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. So, Stacy sent me a text. She's out of here.
Bye, Stace.
She might have fell asleep.
Where does Stacy live?
Stacy's on the border of Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Nora's in Chicago.
South.
She's right. Yeah, she's in Chicago.
Southwest side of Chicago. What else do we want to talk about?
Price of tea in China.
What? I got a question for you. So last year, all the shoes that got picked up and everything, what's the process once they pick them up?
The company in Florida that distributes the shoes overseas comes and you weren't there that day. All these bikers show up at Rusty's shop, and a semi-truck pulls up and takes them from the container that we store them in. And we all do like an assembly line, and we load the semi-truck with all those bags of shoes. And then it gets weighed right then and there, and they tell us exactly how much weight it is so that we verify and sign off that we just sent away X amount of pounds of shoes, because the charity is paid 40 cents per pound. And then they're taken to, I believe it goes to the Long Beach Shipyard, but I'm not quite 100% sure. I might be wrong on that. And then they are shipped to some location, and they're gone through. And then they delegate wherever. There's a logistics team in Florida that has all of the needs and requests of all the different countries that they work with, whether it be Haiti or, you know, all the different needs of the countries that they work with to do the micro-entrepreneurship and the how they set up the places
mm-hmm.
that are going to actually receive the shoes. Because it has to go through the other governments. And, I mean, you can't just, like,
fly in and drop off bags of shoes. And then the shoes are sent and refurbished. And then once they're refurbished and ready to go, then they're distributed in those countries. And they're either, they set up the people that are in impoverished nations, they teach them how to start their own businesses, make and start their own shoe companies, meaning that they teach them how to refurbish and, you know, put the shoes back together. And then they can set up their own businesses where in the places that people can afford to buy the shoes, they teach them how to sell the shoes to their communities that can afford to buy them, or they redistribute them in other means to the people that don't have the means to buy shoes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's how the shoes are actually, but I don't know how long that process is because I don't know the import-export laws and the transportation laws and whether they go by boat. I truly don't know how long it takes to go from once we receive them and they're taken off of our hands and then the shipping and all that, because we're coming into the holidays, so I have no idea how long it actually takes from one of our pairs of shoes to get into the hands of one of those people. But from what I was told, it's not very, very long.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause their relationships with the governments, now that they've done this for a while, it's a pretty, you know, fairly decent process. It doesn't go very long.
Nice. Yeah, I was there. If you remember last year, I was there. We put them all inside the stores.
Yeah. And then when the semi got here, we had to take them from the store and put them in the semi truck. So that was a whole nother. Then it became an assembly line. It was actually kind of cool. Everybody just started bagging them, and they just went, you know, there are probably 30 guys there that day. And it was right after I got out of the hospital after my surgery.
Uh-huh.
And went down and had a clipboard and video camera and watched everybody as we all, I couldn't lift, but I got to stand there and watch everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then, Sean, where's this event going to take place in La Jolla, brother?
The event's going to be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and it's at 916 Pearl Street in La Jolla, and it's at 8 p.m., and you can go on the veteransofcomedy.com website for tickets. You also go on the Comedy Store and click on La Jolla for tickets.
When just asking about how that's so that's good.
And see, that's going to be a whole weekend.
Yeah, if you send me that in a message so I can post that with the flyer, please.
Okay, definitely, I will do that.
Okay, and then it's like 6:53. I got an early call in the morning, so.
And it's Veterans Day next week, so happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that might be listening.
Absolutely. So. Thank you
all for your service.
I just wanna. Say goodnight to everybody, and tune in Tuesday, and we'll give you an update on what happened and what went down and who got in trouble and who got to see 20 women.
Yeah, we'll have Phil with his 20 women update.
There you go.
And where she hung the crown.
There you go. You know, there's always a little truth behind every just kidding. A little knowledge behind every I don't know. And a little pain behind every it's okay.
I shall refrain from comment.
Like the sign that says money talks, all mine says is goodbye. Now somebody just sent me this. Have you ever just heard someone say something on Facebook? Your status and thought, oh, just shut the fuck up. So, on that note, guys, I'm gonna pick Mike P. Since it was 85 and sunny in California today, it's gonna be 91 and sunny in California tomorrow. I'm gonna play a little Mike P. This one's called Summertime, and I'll talk to everybody Tuesday.
See you Sunday.
Yeah. See you Sunday.
Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah. Come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah. Summertime in the SFV. Something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah.
homie. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, it's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30-pack, a pack of Jimmy straps, pack of hood rats, and a pad to kick it at. I think I'll call Slim, see what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer, and wine. Not even Friday night, drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck, I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Cause hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw. Hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again, ripping.